Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
It's 44035.
Four four zero three five.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Can I Can I also have your first and last name?
It's Linda Mackay.
All right, and can you also verify your shipping address?
It's 146 David Drive, apartment 6, Elyria, Ohio.
Thank you for that. It says here that on the 15th of February, 2021, you ordered the Keto Ascend trial for $670 and $745. Of course, you know that's a dietary pill to reduce toxins and reduce your appetite. How can I assist you?
Okay, this is the reason I'm calling. A couple of days. Okay, I got my pills, and the first day I took them, I got sick. I was throwing up, so I didn't know what it was. So the next day I took them again, same thing. They're making me sick. So I called the company and told them that what happened, and I told them not to send me anymore. But now, I just found out that they took $91.89 out of my account, and they said they would take care. They, when I called them and told them, they said they would, take care of it. But now they're taking money out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. So it was a 14-day trial, with a 30-day supply. After the 14 days are up, the company bills you for auto ship. I'll be more than happy to apply this 35% discount on your account.
Well, what is this $91.89 for? I just ordered the free samples. I ordered the samples is what I ordered.
Yes, ma'am. So after the 14 days are up, if you don't call in to discontinue,
I did call. I called like 2 days later because they were making me sick. And they said they would take care of it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let me look into your account. Just one moment.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here, okay?
Yes.
All right, yes, ma'am. So we don't have any record of you calling in.
I did call in.
Yes, and what I did do is I went ahead and canceled your account. so you won't receive any further transactions or shipments. Is there anything else you want me to do with your account?
Yes. Are they going to put the money back in my account?
Yes, ma'am. Look at
the $91.89.
Yes, ma'am. Looking at the terms and conditions, it says here.
Do what?
Looking at the terms and conditions of the company that you ordered with, it says here they have a no refund policy right now because of COVID. So I'm not authorized to refund you that charge.
Well, that's bull crap. I guess I'll just have to file a dispute with my bank and let them handle it.
If you would like, I can go speak to my supervisor about a 35% refund.
Yes, please.
All right, just one moment.
Mm-hmm. That's not my whole thing. That's bullshit.
Yes, ma'am. So my supervisor has accepted a 35% refund.
So okay, that go when back. Can I... Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. That go back into your account in about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so how much is the 35%?
Yes, ma'am. Of course, you know, the first charge, the 91. I'm sorry, the 92.90, that was...
91.89.
Yes, ma'am. The other charge of 92.90 was declined by your bank. So...
You charged me another 92.90? Besides the 91.89?
Yes, ma'am, for both products. So the 35% discount is going to be 32.16.
Well, I'm going to file a dispute with my bank because this is not right.
Yes, ma'am. If you're not satisfied, I can go back and see if I can get you 50.
I like the whole thing. I'm on a fixed income. And this is cutting into my food money.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Just one moment. So sorry about the hold.
All right. What the hell is wrong with these people? That's $200. God. That is bull crap.
All right, yes, ma'am. My supervisor is offering you a 75% refund.
Okay, so how much will that be?
$68.91.
Why can't I get my full refund? Because I did call in and tell them I couldn't take these pills because they make me sick.
Yes, ma'am. We don't have any record of that conversation. What I can do, I'll just go back and see if I can convince them. Just one moment.
All right.
All right, yes, ma'am. You've been refunded the full amount. Your account has been canceled.
Okay, what's the full amount?
Yes, ma'am. $91.89.
Okay, and when's it going to be in there? 3 to 5 days?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is your name?
Jasmine.
Jasmine. Okay, if it's not back, if it's not in there within 3 to 5 days, I will be calling back.
All right, yes, ma'am.
And if it's not, then I'll file a dispute. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.